Dr. Brastax, hello.
Good afternoon, dear.
Good morning.
Vino from Bees.
Morning, yes.
Morning.
Yes, Mr. Vino.
The hot topic is garbage and taxes and food and everything else. I mean, it has all been and too long that we have not come with the idea to separate household garbage so that we can get it to the various recycle plants and see what we can do with it on that end. Now we're here in Boca Vista, it's not in the boiling room somewhere. And I'm just wondering, that's why they never come out and try to get the garbage separated at households.
Why?
Because at Vista Energy Plant, you put everything in there and you burn it. That's the end of that. So you wouldn't need to separate.
All right, but you call me as a recycler. You call me as somebody you've had a situation there in St. Thomas where you've had material mounting quite a lot. We've just had the situation there where the minister spoke about China and the impact that their decision to stop taking certain types of material has had on recyclers right here in Barbados. I mean, all the material that you have for recycling cannot be recycled in Barbados. What are you going to do with it if the world is also turning its back on some aspects of it? Where are you going? Where can you turn to next as a recycler?
That is correct. That is correct. But you see, the good thing that we got is God's sunlight. And I know that if we utilize God's sunlight and the energy that we're supposed to do it in, we can take some of those materials or a lot of those materials and generate something that it can be further recycled.
Right, but let me put another spin to this. And I put it to you. You have been operating in a place that residents say is basically an agricultural zone. That the presence of your plant has been making life exceedingly difficult for them. It speaks to the challenges that we have in finding space for these purposes. Those people feel as though nobody has listened to them. And you, especially being the operator, have turned a complete blind ear, blind eye, blind everything to them. Now, how do you treat to that aspect of the issue?
David, believe I tell you, I can't walk into various government departments and get things done with snap of my finger. Okay? So if I was to go and bring the documents and show you that I trying to get things done within that department or those departments, to move, I would like to move tomorrow. I would snatch it up from there tomorrow and move it if I could. Today, right now. Okay?
So talk to the residents.
It's not that easy. I still lost somewhere in a government department trying to get things done. And the worst thing about it, you know that if you look at the Vaucluse area, we know the dump up there. We know the activities that dump thing up top there. But that's where probably like to go in the midst of all the dump that they got up there, if there's any. But it is not that easy for me. It's not a walk in the park.
How many years have you been trying to get out of there?
If the next day you see Mr. Arthur, he will tell you.
Which Arthur?
Mr. Owen Arthur, it started under his administration.
But you understand that for all that time, those residents feel as though they have been imposed upon?
What more must I do? What do you want left for me to do now? It's going to become a squatter. And I can't do that.
But let me ask you this question, because this is relevant to the discussion. Haven't you been served with cease and desist notices by town planning?
I guess it may let us on town planning. I don't know which one's due to me right now, because we have received all types of letters from them, all types.
But how do you receive those?
I get one.
But how do you receive those and still remain in operation?
David, they promised me faithfully they can move me from there. They promised me that when I went up to
That's up in Vaucluse.
Yes, that was identified for me. He came out with the papers. If you jump your memory, I can find the papers and say they want to move he from there. No, he started by metal and thing there, so he's a recycler. And they want to move he from there and give me the land and all kind of things. That become a problem. That's the my land. They keep it. I went into Bagatelle, but you know what happened there. Coming up to elections, they see him, Mr. Alpha called me, says, I said, Paul, I'm going to flog you. And he so said, so done. Okay? Now, I decided, no, well, maybe you can cross the funeral home, okay, let me see what can happen up there. All right, you're going to cross there now. And out comes this Cahill waste energy plant. And nobody, everybody will look at you and tell you what they want to know about this Cahill. Why don't know now about it? All I can tell you is that people visit me and tell me they're from Cahill, and everything that we produce here, they would like to buy, to burn, because Barbados does not produce the amount of garbage that they need to keep this Cahill running, this plant running. Okay? People, the irrelevant people that I was dealing with at the time, or dealing with, tell me, Paul, they don't want the Barbados government to pay you for nothing. They want Mr. Cahill, whoever Mr. Cahill pay you, or else you can get hold extremely long, and you can't run your business, though. I said, okay, that sounds fair and reasonable. And from there till now, I don't know where Mr. Cahill gone, went, where party was located, where the home is, house, yard, nothing. That, then, I don't know where we come with that. So I decided, let me try this, a different route. And the road upon now seems to be bearing fruit, but we need to get out of town country planning. End of story. And that, I don't know what to do.
And in the meantime, you can do nothing to help these people who live in close proximity.
David, I don't... Look, listen. If you go there now and see the very wall that they got separated, the property, go and see how far it bring from the boundary line. Okay? Go and see for yourself. I ain't know it got to be more intense. I come in. You know why I come in? Because I want peace, too. I want peace. Coming more than 10 feet from the boundary line. Oh, go and see it for yourself there. Because I like peace. I like to lay down and sleep comfortable.
Okay. Well, let me but ask you this.
These last months, it wasn't easy.
So, let me ask you now. Doesn't all this reinforce the justification for moving away from the recycling towards the idea of one major waste-to-energy plant, as is being advocated by Ralph Busy Williams?
Mister, it all depends on how you look at it. Do you have any idea how much people eat daily because of recycling?
But they will eat because of incineration, too.
How
are they going to eat? How are they going to eat? Well, people got to be employed. I mean, at the end of the day, you are saying to me that there is Barbados, you have had no end of trouble finding a place from which to operate. Not only that, you've had 3 fires so far.
No, only 2 as far as I know.
All right, you had 2. All right, SBRC just had 1. Okay, the dump the other day created yet another big one. So what we are seeing with all of this material and the combustion that goes with it, is that we are more vulnerable in this regard. So some will listen to you and look at the pattern and say, but isn't this fair justification for doing something else?
Well, I that is so, I prepare to tell you that, you know, it talk about bringing U.S. money about here. It talk about creating jobs about here. Okay, the hotel that is bringing that we just pay. Some of my airplanes to land here, so that their hotels can keep functioning. All them garbage, whatever you want to see as garbage. A lot of this come by me. And I just try to steady. If they can bring in a dollar, I just try to steady our saint and turn it into the U.S. Our saint. If they get a dollar, give me our saint. And I try to turn it into the U.S. So all you can. Comfortable around here.
Mr. Baino, I understand your dilemma as a business person, but you know, ultimately, it's different interests that you got to balance.
I'm going to try to understand. My shoes.
I'm going to try to understand. Understood, but you know, it's your interests. And there are other people with interests as well. But the first and most important ones for us will be the people who live immediately around your particular facility, like the couple that we spoke to overnight, who said, you know, how difficult it has been for them over the years. I've listened to the...
Is this India right? Miss Ford, is this in her right? All is this India right? Just say what they have to say in order to get some comfort. I totally agree with them. Okay, why won't give them to? David, I would love to. But how do you get them? How to do it?
Waste of energy is the answer you can get from some people.
Well, listen, I am still prepared to tell you. The F the gold is there with the energy. But I'll just talk. Okay? Great thing to be with the energy plant right now. I know the job is all about getting nothing, but we can't get into the same plant. What do you do? Tell me what to do. What's your answer there?
But why wouldn't it get into the same plant? You can build it so small?
Right now, it can't even get into the same plant. And it all depends on how you are. The whole morning,
yeah, but part of that is an attitude. Pardon? Sorry.
Your first caller was saying you can't get collection.
Well, that's a different problem. That has nothing to do with the final decision or the final way in which we deal with the garbage. It has to do, that's the collection. But thank you very much, Mr. Baino, for calling. I think it was very important that the people who live around your facility in St. Thomas at least got an opportunity to hear from you as to what is going on. From what you're saying so far, it seems that until the authorities can give in to your requests or demand, they will continue to face a problem with the presence of the facility. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Mr. Ellis, I'm going to respond to some comments you made on Friday and comments that you repeated today.
You really shocked me because I thought you'd stop calling to talk to me.
Yeah, I did, because I don't like the David Ellis I'm seeing now. This is not the person I thought so highly
of. Well, I look in the mirror and I quite like who I see. So
I'm glad you're still seeing you.
I have a problem if I don't have a problem if you feel that way.
Okay, no problem. I still believe that you are one of those journalists that have tremendous skills. Right now, I don't like how they're being used. But be that as it may, I understand the program allows us, the caller, to be given an opportunity to present our contribution, and then the moderator can respond if they care to or clarify. So I am going to speak on the issue of the squatters, mainly at Rock Hall. But I want to first correct something you said Friday and today. You kept repeating that the survey done and the Prime Minister also subtly conflated information to agree with what you're saying. You played an excerpt from the press conference on Friday, and I'm looking at part of that in Barbados today. I think it is on the 15th or the 16th. And it said, you said that only 20% or less than 20% of those persons at Rock Hall are non-nationals. Miss Motley said in this press conference, which you pledged, and I'm reading from Barbados today, she said she ordered a comprehensive survey on the squatter settlement 12 years ago. 12 years ago when she was Deputy Prime Minister in the last BLP government under Owen Arthur. And back then they submitted a comprehensive program to deal with the people that looked at name, country of birth, etc. She said we found there were instances where bandits were trying to sell people the land and fewer than 20% of the residents were non-national. Now that the settlement has expanded in the intervening decade, government plans to undertake another survey. So therefore, it is simple. The 20% that she was referring to of non-nationals being there referred to 2007, 12 years ago when she did the survey. So it cannot then be dragged in to present day in 2019 to say it's only 20% persons who are not Barbadians who are squatting. It definitely
That's true.
Is not the same.
What you're saying is correct. Okay, let's agree on that.
Fine.
Having agreed on that, though, we cannot say whether it is the minority or the majority.
Ms. Ellis, can I go further? I'll show you Sunday, August the 11th, Sunday Sun. The third paragraph says, now the questions were being read by a senior health official and an aviation administrator in relation to the out-of-control village located outside the Grantley Adams Airport. The last time, quote, paragraph 3, page 3A, the last time there was any attempt by authorities to deal with the proliferation of squatters there was back in 2007 when the planning department served notices on the 36 squatters. So in 2007, there were 36 squatters. 2007 survey done by Ms. Motley as Deputy Prime Minister in 2007 showed that 20% of 36 will be just over 7, just call it even 8. 8 houses of the 36 were squatters. Most of the people, paragraph 4, same article, page 3, most of those people have left. So most of those 36 persons, the majority of whom were Bajan, at the time in 2007, have left. They were served notices by town and country and they have left.
It stands to reason that they left the foreigners there.
But now it is estimated that instead of 36 squatters, that more than 300 structures, stretching from the airport to Jemswick are occupied mainly by illegal immigrants. I want to say to people,
who said mainly by illegal immigrants? You?
I am quoting the article. Most of those people, the 36 squatters in 2007, have left. But now it is estimated that more than 300 structures stretching from the airport boundary to the neighboring Albury and Jemswick are occupied mainly by illegal immigrants. Every year we get an article on this rock hole, and every year the same thing in the Sunday Sun, your sister company, tells us more than 75 of those persons are non-national. To further put my point, in that way, in that article says, we are not working assiduously to collect data on the occupants. And we are doing a compilation of the information. Therefore, it was misleading for Ms. Motley to suggest in that press conference, and for you to keep repeating.
Well, I was only quoting Ms. Motley. But I quoted Ms. Motley. But let me say, listen, please. Let me tell you something. The fundamental point is this. We had a man who came here last Friday and spoke eloquently on the issue. Whether there are majority Bajan or majority non-nationals, they should be moved from that site.
I agree, but David Ellis, you know why it is important?
Let me finish my point. No, please.
Sorry?
Just hold on. You spoke and I will speak.
Yes, no problem.
I think one of the concerns that I have had coming out of this is the extent to which some people sometimes go out of their way to present this as just an issue or largely a problem of non-nationals. Whether it is non-nationals or not, they have no right to be there, and they are posing a danger to aviation in Barbados.
Correct.
And it should be addressed. Now, there's another side to it that you may not be picking up, but other people are picking up. And I alluded to that today. People feel angry that people can go and do the wrong thing and then appear to be rewarded for doing the wrong thing. Whether they are Barbadians or non-nationals.
Or not. I'm picking up that, Ms. Ellis. And that's why I'm going to go on to add to this discussion to say to you this. The reason why persons are upset that Ms. Motley is saying that she is going to reward persons on the whole, Barbadians and non-national, but as has been reported, the majority being non-nationals, of land, scarce land in Barbados. where Barbadians can get, and grants of $25,000 and loan. First of all, Mr. Ellis, I agree with you. Whoever's squatting there, it must stop. But may I just interject with this this aside and say to you, a research done on squatting starting at the Bell in whatever the 80s or 70s or whatever will show you that squatting was started by non-national. I think they were Vincentians. Squatting is not a phenomenon that that has operated in the past in Barbadians. Barbadians, by and large, operate under the rule of law. You buy a piece of land, you rent when it was plantation, etc. Squatting was brought in by non-nationals. In Trinidad, it is a massive problem. In Guyana, massive problem. In St. Vincent, massive problem. Barbados can go into them about 30
times. Where's the research?
Times.
Let me ask you something. Hold on. Where's the research to support that? I would love to see that research. Because I am not going to take your word for that.
I am saying to you, I recall, I have lived in Barbados many, many years, and I recall...
I want the survey... I would prefer to have the government of Barbados...
I recall when they spoke about it...
The problem between us often is that where you are concerned...
Mm-hmm, me know.
And where I am concerned, we clash over the attitude towards non-Barbadians. That, to me... You come across as though you often have an axe to grind against non-Bajans. And on the other side of the coin, I may appear to you to be far more compliant and more supportive with the notion of having people from other Caribbean countries settle here.
So that you know, Mr. Ellis.
So that's how it comes across.
You wouldn't know what I've done.
I don't know what you've done. I can only go on what you've said here.
I'm saying to you, you have created that image and the corner. Yes, you keep, every time I say anything about persons following the law and not staying illegal, even when at a time, you keep saying you don't like the Guyanese, but it's nothing because I've been very, very, very helpful to persons.
I don't know about that.
But you don't know.
My comments are really...
You know, there's a caller who tells you don't stretch it. Let me not even go there.
No, my comments really are aimed at trying to keep the issue in perspective. And I do not... I am fully conscious of how comments such as yours, where you now come across as the authority on squatting across the region, to assert that squatting is essentially, you say it began with, but when you pull all the stuff together, people are left with the conclusion that the majority of the people who are at Rock Hall are non-nationals, and that squatting in general in Barbados is a non-national construct.
Yes.
And I would prefer to be guided by stats on that.
That
I would prefer to be guided by the...
for you to check. Mr. Ellis, may I please go
check it where?
I don't want to check it where? Mr. Ellis, you can go and do research going back to Don Blackman's time with those persons in the Bell. You can do research coming forward and see who the persons are. You can do interviews. But let me just go on.
I would only say one more thing to you on that. Hold on a minute. What I would say to you, though, is that I believe that there is a compromise that is struck between squatters and politicians on both sides of the political fence.
Yes.
Because of the votes.
Under Adriel Braffitt, I was incensed, and I spoke about that CBC call-in program over and over again. I was incensed that he did nothing. But this started, if you listen to those persons, I think it was the Saturday Sun, when they said, we're not moving, those squatters at Rock Hall. Some of them said they've been there going back 18, 90 years. So that is in 1990-something under Owen Arthur. So this wasn't started under the DNC.
But it grew.
But no, but here, Mitchison Hewitt said it started from 2006-36. It grew to 190-something, he said when he spoke to you on Friday, 190-something in May or June 2018, sometime he gave you. And after the election, it jumped to over 300. But, Ms. Ellis, let me go this. The reason why I am incensed, this government, and I find the Barbados Labour Party always seek to appease non-nationals over Barbadian. I, as you know, was raised in Trinidad and Tobago of Bajan parentage. I see both sides of the story. I do not have anything against non-national, but I think we must be fair to my grandparents, great-grandparents, and those children to come. We have to protect our heritage and the patrimony of this country. And I'm saying...
And how are you going to protect it in this context?
I'm saying to you, Mr. Ellis, may I just finish off what I want to say, and then you can question. What I'm saying to you is, when we look, the government of Barbados, this government, Ms. Mia Motley administration, sent home a large number of public servants. They were exposed to harsh times, and you heard the wailing and moaning about persons who can't pay their mortgage, are confronted. Some weren't paid from the MTW. I remember working on a WhatsApp talking about how the credit union and everybody calling on her, she has not been paid the money. I think they've finally just recently been paid. Those workers were sent home to cut expenditure in the public service. Then we had an increase in land tax. I mean, an increase that for some persons knocked them off their feet because idle land was increased by large amounts. Persons' home and house and land went up 75% over that land tax. Then we had the retirees and pensioners who had bought government bonds to use in their twilight years as income. Their income was slashed by this government after they defaulted on the debt, and they said to them, you have to take a haircut. I know haircut occurs in barber's salon, so I don't like to even use that word. Their monies were cut. I am saying to you, put all of that into perspective. And add to that the fact that these non-nationals were illegal. So it means that two things were happening. They came in here probably on a 3-week stay for holiday, and they were probably given 6 months, or probably at the time the CSME thing was in effect, but they overstayed their time. And secondly, the Immigration Act states that you should not be a drain on the public purse.
I want to stop you because the truth of the matter is that you are waxing warm, but the premise upon which you have come to this particular conclusion remains relatively weak. First of all, you are depending upon a newspaper article where somebody as a reporter goes out there and comes back and tells you that most of the people were. What is
not
the
number? Let not me. One of.
No, please. You are an educated woman who knows full well that you need to get some stats on that before you can then ramble off into this particular excursion into cussing non-nationals and claiming...
Cussing non-nationals?
Yes.
Ellis.
And claiming... Let me finish, because you had your say. You are now taking the opportunity to assert that on the basis of that relatively weak information... that the majority of the people are non-nationals. I suspect you're now also seeking to imply that most of them were illegal immigrants to Barbados as well. I don't know on what basis. I don't know on what basis you can reach that conclusion. But all I'm saying to you from where I sit is this.
Okay.
We got to go with facts. I am prepared to support a reasonable conclusion based upon the facts. And it is important for us to get more information about the Rock Hall squatting and about the squatting in general in Barbados. And I think before today's program, I think last Friday, I also made that point that the information is too vague. Now, the whole question of how many are non-nationals and how many are Bajans, you and I sit down here and we agree that it does not matter whether they're Bajans or not. They need to be moved. Now, your argument may well be that the non-nationals in the group ought not to be assisted because
absolutely.
Of how they got... Pardon?
I said absolutely because they
precisely.
Have an opportunity
but
to
you,
return...
But you need to more... But you
to
need to... But
residence.
Hold on. But before you go there, you have to conclude whether these non-nationals that you're talking about have a right to stay in Barbados. You can't just, because they are non-national,
does not mean that
they have no rights.
Mr. Ellis, there are Bajans here who have reached out to governments, plural, seeking a national housing spot, a national housing unit for 15, 10, 20 years and have not been given that opportunity. They are Bajans who are right all like now suffering because
how would you have dealt that? How would you, let me
and
ask you this.
To take up $20 million to give
ma'am.
Persons who are squatting, especially especially the majority being
Ma'am,
a national.
Ma'am, let me ask you this. All of the squatters in that area who are currently posing a threat to this country's to airplanes and stuff coming and leaving, how then would you address the issue?
Mr. Ellis, would address those persons who are citizens, whether citizens by birth, by descent, or citizens by regularization through the immigration process. Citizens,
right.
Not persons who are here illegal and have been here for 10 or 15
years.
Yeah, but
do you anticipate that those people would be in the minority?
I am first answering your question how I propose to deal with the situation. And how I propose to deal is to say that citizens, persons of Barbadian heritage or whatever, be rented. You cannot say to the majority of Bajans who abide by the rule of law, who town planning goes and knock down their houses, you cannot say to them, okay,
by your own reasoning, it is still unlikely that even though the numbers have grown significantly, that the majority of them are going to be non-Bajans.
How it is unlikely?
Oh, you believe it is. You believe it is quite likely.
Mr. Ellis, the article says.
Not
the only article. The article said
Let's move on. I'm going to sit down and rely upon a vague description of numbers from a newspaper article, I could really run into trouble. I would prefer if the newspaper had said there were 300 people surveyed or questioned, or 500 people questioned, and X of this number were non-nationals and X were Barbadian. I think that is something that you can rely upon more easily. But the better gauge is what the government did in the past and what is being proposed now. I think my caution is that we do not get out here in the public domain and fan flames of discord against people living in this country on the basis of insufficient information. And even if our information turns out to be accurate and that information accords with the line that we are taking, you still have to be exceedingly cautious how you speak about those issues in the public domain, because you've got a lot of people out there who are not as smart as they ought to be. And there is a way to deal with it without necessarily appearing, because there's a risk. I'm not saying that you are there, but there's always that risk that you can turn out to be inflammatory in the way that you deal with some of these issues. And that's my only caution on this matter. Thank you.